Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. Oscar Wilde once defined a cynic as the person who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. His observation well describes our cynical society today. It often takes a serious illness or an accident for people to start looking hard at what is most valuable in life. Here, the Apostle Paul was running through this exercise for himself. His detractors said that what mattered most was obeying the Jewish law, and his answer was that if they wanted to play that game, then he was the runaway winner. He was circumcised on the eighth day of his life, as every little Jewish boy should be. He came from the favoured tribe of Benjamin, so he was, as he described himself, a real Hebrew, if ever there was one. He was also trained as a Pharisee, and was so committed to his Jewish faith that he was happy to persecute the church. But all of that was, for him, just a pile of garbage alongside the blessing of knowing Jesus. So let me ask you this. What matters most to you? Is it your family, your nationality, your education, your house, your car, your job, your financial security, or is it Jesus? The point is not that our family, education, and possessions are insignificant or unimportant. They're all part of God's gift to us, so we should treasure them and continually thank God for them. However, when you put alongside the blessing of knowing Jesus, all those other things are temporary and relatively unimportant. There's nothing more vital than to sort out the priorities in our lives, because all our decisions will flow from that. The way we use our time, the way we use our money and talents, will all be determined by that fundamental decision. Paul would say to us today that we can never make a better decision than to give Jesus that preeminent place in our lives. So let me ask you one blunt question. What matters most to you? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the incredible blessing of knowing you. Forgive us for those times when we've allowed other things to get in the way. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.